Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ayin, the beginning of Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, on the 12th line, Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi, Kaimi Rabbi Zeira, Kotza, Chatsi Goygus, Beshabazu, Bezodoin, Shabbos, Vishigas Melachas, Bechatsi Goygus, Shabbazu, Vishigas Shabbos, Bezodoin Melachas, Shigas Shaboi, Maus, Chistalfu. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, if one reaps a half Goygus on this Shabbos, amidst Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachis, and half a Goygus on another Shabbos amidst Shigas Shabbos or Zodin Melachis. Do they combine? Eshelaima Shabbosis Machalchis, Shabbosis Nastalchis. They answered, is it possible to say that Shabbos divides into his liable for each Shabbos and Shabbos join? Surely they don't join. Are Tamchuyim Cholkim and Tamchuyim Mesalfim? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked that, or plates divide and plates join? I mean, if one ate two Kaveisim of Chelev in one Helem, meaning, let's say one was roasted and one was cooked, he brings two chatois. If he ate a half a kazayis of one kind in each of two plates, they join. Amalei, ein yedea tam tamchui. If they were answered, I don't know why plates divide and join. Lemasnisihi, kasa vois achas, ejite beshabazu, vois achas beshabazabo, eblezem achayev, chatas beshua peter. It also doesn't advise to teach this. If one wrote one letter on the Shabbos and one on the coming Shabbos, ebleze obligates a chatas, and Rabbi Shua exempts. Amrabi Azaria, claiming Rabbi Mana, Tepate Bezodin. Rabbi Azaria answered to Rabbi Mana, we can say that the Baisa discusses Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachas. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked about a half shear amid Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachas, and half shear amid Shigas Shabbos and Zodin Melachas. Amalei Velei Kol Shikenhu, Ma im Hazodin Shene Chilek, Enoi Mitztaref, Shigashi Chilekes, Lepo Shiken Shiloi, Tipstaref. But Mana asked that all the more so they shouldn't join. Mezid does not divide to obligate additional korbanos, and it does not join to Shegeg to obligate a korban. Shegeg, which divides, all the more so it does not join. Amar b'chananya le'amakin ela kotsa chatsi goygus bezodin Shabbos v'shigus melachis v'chatsi goygus ben arbayim v'shigus Shabbos v'zodin melachis shkogos shaboy v'shkogos shaboy ma'o shi'itzalfu. Rabbi Chananya said that Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't ask. This, rather, if one reaps a half goygus on Shabbos amidst Zodin Shabbos and Shigas Melachos, and half a goygus in the afternoon on the same Shabbos amidst Shigas Shabbos and Zodin Melachos, do the Shigagos in each of them join? And with Mana, Afagav, Deloy Am Rabbi Yosef, Dal Milsa, Amma, Bekavasei. Mana said, even though Rabbi Yosef did not ask this, he said, means he asked similarly. Achal Chatzi Zayif, Biyadiyas HaKodesh, V'helem tumah v'chatzi zayis v'helem hakodesh v'yedias tumah helem shaboy v'helem shaboy ma'o shi'itzalfu. Rabbi Yosef asked, if one ate a half kazayis knowing it is kodesh but forgetting tumah, means forgetting that it's tumah, and half a kazayis amidst helem kodesh v'yedias tumah, do they join? Nicha shabbos shaboy liyameachol bentayim gabi nida ma'isach. Gemal says, well, granted, Shabbos was divided when he was shogeg about Shabbos, because there are weekdays in between, and surely there was a yediyah of Shabbos before the next Shabbos. Regarding Nida, what do you have to divide? Reish Lakish, Omer, Tepotev, and Nida, you should say, Shabola, Yimei Hefzik, Tahara, Bentayim. Reish Lakish answered that we can say that Beleza learns from a Nida who had an interruption of Tahara in between. Beleza, Rebbe Shimon, Yimei Kach, Shalu, Baal, Nida, Achas, Hamesh Eilois Ben Echad Mao Chayev Achas Al Kulam Oy Achas Al Kol Achas VaAchas. Rebbe Reb Shimon asked, Reb Kiva asked about one who had five relations with one nida in one helam. What's the law? Is he liable one for all of them, or is he liable for each one? Amalei Chayev Al Kol Achas VaAchas. Rebbe said that he's liable for each one. The Kasha, the Kotsa, the Kotsa Lehelam Echad Kulam Hu Chayev Al Kulam El Achas. Gemara asked, well, if he reaps again in one helam, is he not liable only once for all of them? Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Kain Rabbi Mana Makshila, Lai Kain Am b'shmul, Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yasa ben Chanina, Kol Chada, Kol Adam Hilchasa, Rabbi Leza, Bam Kol Abonon, Ein Echayev, Ela Achas, Adhocha Lai Echayev, Ela Achas. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that, this is what Rabbi Mana asked, didn't Rabbi Shmuel say in the name of Rabbi Abu, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, that this entire halacha, the first Mishnah of our Perek, is like Rabbi Leza, but Rabbanon say that he's liable only once. Also, he should be liable only once. Am Rabbi Yosef, Kiamtir, Kai Dama, Ur Acha, B'Shem, Ur Chanina, Leith, Kenon, Parabonon. Rav Yossi answered that it's like the Achas and the Rav Chanina that Rabbanon do not hold like this. If you say that Rabbanon, the Kisan B'Shem Rav Nissa, Kol Hadar Hilchasa De Beleza Hu V'Chol Di Yipuk Mina Halacha Kula Kwe Beleza. Rabbanon Kisan, quoting Rav Nissa, said that this entire Halacha of our Mishnah is like Rav Beleza, any Halacha derived from it is all like Rav Beleza, but the Rabbanon disagree. We're coming on to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha Base. Avos Melachos Arba'im Chos Achas. Azeireya, V'Achirish, V'Akritza, V'Ma'amel, Hadash, V'Azeire, V'Aboyer, V'Atrichin, V'Marakid, V'Alosh, V'Aisa. There are 39 melachos, and they are seeding, plowing, reaping, making piles, threshing, winnowing, selecting, grinding, sifting, kneading, baking. Hagoyz is Hasemer, V'Amalabne, V'Amanapsoi, V'Asoivoi, V'Atoive, V'Amesach, V'Aisa Shtei, Batinirin, V'Aerig, Shnei Chutim, V'Apeitea, Shnei Chutin, Hakoshe Vamatir, Vatoifa, Shte Tfiris, Akare Amanath, Tfor, Shte Tfiris. Shearing wool, laundering, Manapit, which is banging water, crushing and removing impurities, or alternatively, it's separating clumps into fibers, alternatively, which is brushing and combing it, dyeing, spinning, Mesech, which is arranging the warp lengthways, threads on a loom, making two batenir, which is passing two warp threads through holes in a frame that lifts and lowers warp threads on a loom, weaving two threads, peitzea, two warp threads, which means cutting off excess if they're frayed, alternatively cutting them off the loom, tying, untying, sewing two stitches, tearing in order to sew two stitches, asad, tzvi, vashechte, vamashitoi, amolchoi, vamaaved, esoiroi, vamamachitoi, vamachatchoi, hunting a deer, slaughtering, flaying, salting the hide, tanning the hide, scraping the skin, cutting it into strips, writing two letters, erasing in order to write two letters, building, destroying, extinguishing, burning, which is finishing a kli, and hoitzar, taking from Roshus to Roshus. These are the 39 melachos. And the Gemara says, "Obvious melachos abayim chasa achas minayin la obvious melachos min haTorah." The Mishnah says that there are 39 melachos. What's the source for 39 av melachos in the Torah? B'Shmuel ben Nachman b'Shem Rav Yonasan k'neged abayim chasa achas melacha. The Pasuk b'Torah Rav Yonasan ben Elazar said, "We learn from the 39 occurrences of the word melacha or meleches or melachtoi in the Torah. There are only 61 in total, but 29 are excluded, where it says meleches aveda." Born Kaimei Rabbi Acha, Kol Hein Dechsev Malachos Shtayim. The question was asked to Rabbi Acha, when it says the plural Malachos, does it count like two? Amr Rabbi Shein, Ashagres Eina de Rabbi Acha B'chol Eivaisa V'le Ashrach Tsev Da Milsa. Shein commented that Rabbi Acha looked throughout the entire Torah and didn't find this written, means the question is irrelevant. By Da Milsa, The Gemara asked the question, well, the Pasuk in the Brishis Lamates, Pasuk Yud Aleph says about Yosef HaSadik when he came to the house of Eshef Potiphar to do his malacha. Does it count towards the 39 or not? It depends to the meaning of the Pasuk. Is it referring to his actual work or is it referring to wanting to be with Eshef Potiphar? And the pasuk in Bereishis Perek Beis, and Elohim completed on the seventh day of the work that he did. Does that count amongst one of them? Perhaps we don't count Malacha or Shemaim. Tani Rishim Ben Yechai, Sheshus Yomim Tachol Matzois Rishim Hashvi Atzeres Hashem Alikech Alisas Malacha. How is it Bar Hashlim Arboim Chosaachas Malacha Shifas Bateira? The Bereishis Rishim Ben Yechai says, the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Ches, says 6 days you shall eat matzahs, and on the seventh day should be a atzeres to Hashem your God, you shall not do melacha. That comes to complete 39 melachos written in the Torah. V'yosi v'rabun b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmeni k'neged arboim chos ha'achas pa'am shekos v'mishkan avoida u'melacha. And another answer is V'yosi v'rabun quoting Shmuel bar Achmeni that they correspond to the 39 times written about building the Mishkan, the word Malacha and the word Aveda. Some of Yossi ben Chanina, Zedera, Ein Ksiv Kan Ela, Ela Dvarim, Dava, say Dvarim Mikan Labis or Tolbus. Yesi Ben Chanina said it's not written Zehadova, but rather Elu Hadvarim. Dava connotes one and Dvarim connotes two, and this is the source for Avos and Tolbus. Michalina Sipoyin Vishem Yabo Aleph Chad Lamed Talasin Hey Chamisha Dava Chad. She say Dvarim Train Hadvarim Talasa Mikan Laboyim Chosa Achas Malacha Shekosa Batayu. And another answer is the Bechanina of Sipoyin quoting Riavo. The Gematria of Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, and Hey is 5. We would add 1 for Dava, and had it written Dvarim, it would be 2 for Dvarim. And now that it wrote Hadvarim, we add 3 for Hadvarim. This is the source of 39 Malachas written in the Torah. Rabbanan de Kisarin Amrin Min Asa Lechasa Klum Aleph Chad Lamed Talasin Ches Samanya Lemismanin Rabbanan Darshin Ben Hey Leches. Rabbanan of Kisarin said that nothing is lacking from there. We can expand all 39 from Ela. Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, and Hey is 8. Rabbanan don't refrain from expounding Hey like Ches. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Abdin, Havin, Bahadar Pirka, Talasa, Shnin, and Farlug. Afgun, Minei, Abon, Chosa, Achas, Tolvif, Alkol, Chada, Vachada. Rabbi Yochanan, Shlokish, deliberated in this perk for 3.5 years and derived 39 Tolvifs from every Av, Malacha. Vina Ashkechun, Mismuch, Samchun, Harloi, Dulai Ashkechun, Mismuch, Abdune, Mishum, Makar, Patish. When they found an Av Malacha to connect, they told to it, they connected it. When they did not, they connected it. In considered it a tolder of Machabe Patish. Reja Bechia, Ruba, Abdin, Havin, Havi, Bahadin, Pilka, Shisa Yachin, Afkun Mine, Shis, Milin, Alkol Chad Bahada. Bechia Ruba's sons deliberated in respect for 6 months, and they derived 6 matters from every Av. Renoi, Drebechia, Ruba, Havin, Beshita, Savohain, Bechia Ruba's sons hold like their father, the Tani of Bechia, Hakritza, Abaitza, Hamisek, Agoida, Atelesh, Ha'ira, Kulen, Mishum, Kreitzer. He said that one who weeps grapes, weeps olives, weeps dates, detaches other fruits, or picks figs, all of them are obvious due to reaping. They are all the same malacha, just they are done on different items. Amma, Rabbi Sirud, Yerudab, Rabbi Avdin, Havi, Machshirin, Shifa Yachin. The Sefer, Asa, Chad Talmud, Mind, Rabbi Simoi, Vishale, Vlai Agive, Amma Nika, who there, Shulai Oval, Apitcha Shal Teira. Rabbi Sirud said that Yehuda Bar Rebbe deliberated in Machshirin for 6 months. At the end, a Talmud of Rabbi Simai came and asked him a question in Machshirin, and he didn't answer. The Talmud said, it's evident that he did not pass the entrance to Teira, which means 6 months is too little to even begin understanding Machshirin. It's due to the difficulty of Machshirin, and not due to the shortcoming in Yehuda, so it's not Lashon Hara. Aboim Avos Malachos Chazah Achas. The Mishnah said there are 39 Avos Malachos, 40 minus 1. Veidem Mila Shemasan Kulam Behelam Echad Shvechai V'Kol Achas V'Achas. Why must it teach us? If he did all of them in one helam, he's liable for each one. Hana V'Mizakai Koy Meir B'Yerchanan Divech Kitter V'Nisach Behelam Echad Chai V'Kol Achas V'Achas. Zakai in front of B'Yerchan said if one slaughtered, burned and poured libations in one helem, he is liable for each one. The Torah explicitly forbade bowing to obligate each avoda. Only Rabbi Yochanan, but Baulaya Abdes Biadcha Talasa Naharin Itabres Eine Chayev Ela Achas. And Rabbi Yochanan rejected that, and he said, Babylonian, you crossed three rivers to come to Israel to learn, and you stumbled. He is liable only once. Adloi Yetvorina Biadeg Yeshkan Achas. Ve'en kan heina min de tavva biyadei yesh kan heina ve'en kan achas. Before Rabbi Yochanan broke Rav Zakkai's teaching, there is achas, which is liability for each one, but there is no heina, which is one liability for all of them. After he broke it, there is heina, but there is no achas.